Moussi Refuge from Satan the Cursed, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain words and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to talk more about some of the points that this great character has made in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. Well, on the subject of selfishness, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "It is rising for personal interests which has suppressed the spirit of unity and fraternity in the Islamic nation." Well, the sentence of Imam rahmatullah alayh concerns about a serious threat to unity of the Muslim countries, and that is nothing but selfishness. In that regard, Islam cultivates love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which is the only way to acquire values of good and conscience as compassion and helpful. And these are the roots of the Quranic model values. You know, fear and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables people to submit themselves to Him, to see the best in everything, and to have compassion and leave their personal interests. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "He who goes to bed full when his neighbor is hungry is not one of us." This is an important warning to all those believers who desire to earn Allah's approval. Therefore, anyone aiming to earn Allah's approval will not just settle for a solution to his own problems. He will also assume responsibility for resolving the problems of others around him in need. This may, of course, require people to give up things they love or to sacrifice their own comfort. Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi. The way that Muslims look to protect and watch over the poor by giving alms, help people in need by cancelling their debts and spending their possessions in Allah's way, rather than just accumulating and hoarding them, and moral virtues bestowed by the ethical values of the Holy Book of Quran. And these things are the things that are precious and the things that make human beings away, far away from selfishness. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh and his advice in this regard is an alarm for Muslims to do so, because otherwise their unity will be hurt and the result is nothing but collapse and regression, God forbid. Okay, dear listeners, that was the time we have for this episode of Spring of the Truth. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about selfishness once more. He said, "It is rising for personal interests, which has suppressed the spirit of unity and fraternity in the Islamic nation." Thank you very much. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say. There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints. Never forget to say, La ilaha.